Hi everyone, this is Amitabh. Welcome to Man Walks Into a Rabbit Hole. This is almost after a week that I'm recording. I had to take a break both because of illness and travel issues. I wanted to talk about a familiar rabbit hole, right? Dreams. So we are revisiting this rabbit hole in some form or shape. And I usually don't remember dreams at all, but I incessantly dreams. So I have said this many times to at least my friends that I incessantly dream. And my way of knowing that I am beginning to fall sleepy or get sleepy is when my dreams start intruding into my conscious space. So when my thoughts don't seem very coherent, so they become slightly incoherent, which is that transitionary phase from awake to sleep, I know that. So there are a few seconds when some narrative flows in your head, and let's say the fifth or the eighth second awareness kicks, or conscious awareness kicks back in again. And you realize, oh, what was I thinking in the last 7 seconds? Didn't make a lot of sense. When this happens a few times, you absolutely realize that you're beginning to drift into the dream state. And you know you're beginning to fall asleep. Now, for me, the reason I say this is because I dream incessantly. Like, even if I were to sleep for 10 minutes, I would dream for about 8 minutes out of that. Like the first 2 minutes, I would be trying to sleep, and the next 8 minutes, I would be dreaming. I dream in color, which I know is a hugely debated topic, whether people should be able to dream in color or not. I do dream in color. And I usually never recall my dreams. Usually never. Right, so it's really it's very rare, and it's very rare that even if I have been woken up by a sort of nightmare, that beyond a minute or two I remember what the nightmare was. So it's a strange causal relationship with my dream, that it can cause a sensation, but I wouldn't remember what was it that caused or triggered that sensation. So that's really the background. Now here's something which happened very interesting, right? So today morning, I've been ill for the last 2 days. I've been struggling a bit with my health and a few other things, and not really medicated, but obviously not functioning mentally at my best. So there's a bit of, like definitely 2 days ago, there was some sort of even delirious thoughts and conversations happening around me, and I was aware of it. So I was very aware that I'm being slightly delirious. But today morning, as I was about to wake up, which is probably the last 1 hour or maybe the last half an hour, I don't remember, before I woke up, I recalled that I was dreaming, and I was dreaming in a great amount of detail about my brother's house, and great amount of detail about the city he lives, right? A great amount of detail about how his house is. So I remember walking through the entire house with a great degree of familiarity, as if I've lived there. And also speaking to my sister-in-law in broken Tamil, which is how I speak Tamil. So my Tamil is fairly broken. Right? And it's weird. I mean, if you know what good Tamil sounds like, my Tamil is very weird. And then I also recall, I can see colors, I can see I can see the house in great detail, I can see the items in the house in great detail, I can see the kitchen in a great detail, I am driving through the city with my brother, I can see the city in great detail. I mean, so to the extent, so let me give you an example. Like, we're driving through blocks, and a few blocks later, we drive through the same pharmacy store, and it is not one of those big pharmacies like Walgreens or CVS. So my brother doesn't live in this country. My brother lives abroad. And I'm driving through all of this. And here's the eerie bit, right? So this dream doesn't have my spouse, doesn't have my kid. But there is a kid. And I don't know who that kid belongs to. There is a kid in that house. There are my parents in the house, right? I have definitely come visiting. The scene is unusually happy, which means it's not like a wedding scene, or it's not a scenario where it's a wedding scenario or some other scenario, but it is an unusually happy family. And we are not a happy family, which means we are a very median family. We have our ups and downs. We are very understated. We probably don't hug enough. We don't probably talk enough about ourselves. So, I was just giving this background so that you understand what kind of dream it was, right? So there were many odd things about this, right? So first is, I remembered the dream, and I remembered this for a good hour or two after my waking up, which was very, very unusual. Like, this is rarely if ever happened to me, right? I've never been to my brother's house, right? And that sounds weird again, but there's a long story behind it. But I've never been to my brother's house. I've never been to my brother's city. There is no kid in that house. My parents have not seen his house. My parents have never visited that city. While I can speak broken Tamil, I usually don't speak in real life. Which means what I was doing in the dream was very odd. And I was seeing this in chaste color. And I remember that in the dream, the rest of my reality was also merging in, right? So, for example, my kid loves drawing, right? Drawing and painting. And I remember flipping through a toddler's book in that house and saying, oh my God, this would be a great book for my kid to imitate or copy art from. But my kid is nowhere in that dream. So this is the whole background. I was just building the story in terms of why, how it was very unusually odd. I am also going to some bookstores multiple times in that same city. So I am now getting friendly with the bookstore owners. All this is probably happening in half an hour, just like a movie is, or maybe an hour. I don't know. I mean, I don't remember, or I don't have a way to verify this. That's it. I mean, that's the dream. Now, the weird thing, as I said, is many things about it. But for me, I've always been perplexed, right, as a genuine rabbit hole, that why do we dream? And there are a lot of scientific answers to this question, right? So the first scientific answer to this question, and all of this comes from Huberman and David Eagleman, and there are tons of good neuro scholars who have written very good books, which we should all read, is my opinion. But my understanding of what I've understood so far is, we dream because we are... there are two or three multiple explanations. We dream, one, because we are trying to reorganize our memories, right? So we are trying to reorganize our memories and organize them better. But then why do these fantasy elements creep in that explanation is not clear, right? So if you were just trying to reorganize all the elements of your memory, why does reinforcing those elements of your memory join them in strange ways? So there is the broken Tamil coming from a different context. There is my brother living in a city which I don't know in a different context, but I know it's a beautiful city. My brother having a decent house, though I don't know how it is. So again, I'm joining all those unusual dots and I'm forming a storyline which is completely new and completely averse to what my notion of reality is. So reinforcing the memory doesn't seem to be the only explanation. The second explanation which I've read in multiple books and theories is that we dream because we are trying to reinforce our neural pathways, which means we are trying to practice the pathways which matter to us or which the brain thinks matter to us. Which again is a good scenario, right? I mean, it's a very, very good scenario that the brain thinks that I need to keep practicing Tamil, so it makes me practice some Tamil in my dream. It's a possibility. I mean, I'm not so sure, but looks like that could be one possibility. And the third is actually an offshoot of the second, but slightly different. The third is that your brain is actually preparing you for doomsday scenario or what if scenarios. That what if you landed at your brother's house? What if your parents were there? What if it was a new city? What if there was a baby in the room? And what if you were trying to speak to somebody in Tamil? What would you do? And then it is trying to construct a realistic other side for you to practice. So this is like, for folks who understand AI, this is like training data. But the training data is manufactured by the core engine itself. So the core engine is taking random elements of memory, throwing them together, generating a random soup of training data, and then telling your conscious or your main core that now go practice against it. Okay, maybe sounds like a good explanation again, but there's something very intriguing and very bizarre about some of these dreams, right? I remember talking to friends who say that they keep getting repetitive dreams. My only rational explanation for that is you are either getting repetitive dreams because that part of the memory is damaged, so your brain is trying to, or at least the brain feels that part of the memory is damaged, so it is constantly trying to reinforce that memory even by constructing the same soup again and again, which means, let's say you've never been to you've never been caned at school, but you've seen other kids being caned at school, and this has led to a fragmented memory in your head where you have the fear of being caned by somebody. Now, because that's a very fragmented memory and because your brain feels it needs to protect itself against such an occurrence, it takes the same three or four narrative elements, constructs a soup out of them, which invariably looks very similar and lets you practice against it. Now, a repetitive memory or a repetitive dream, in my view, is nothing but an anxiety or an insecurity playing up. I used to have this till I was at least in my 20s. I used to wake up at some nightmares, and again without remembering the entire dream, but I would wake up knowing that my biggest fear in the dream was I hadn't studied for an exam the next day. It's not really happened to me. I was never a student like that, but it's not happened to me. But just that fear of living through a semester without studying and then going and entering the exam or writing the exam was powerful enough from the collective consciousness to enter into my mind. I think as I grew older, that dream faded away. Nowadays, I do wake up sometimes, like at least in the last 1 or 2 years, with the memory or with the I won't say fear, probably, yes, with the fear that something's gone wrong with my heart, right? And that's because I have this realization that as I'm growing older, my age, heart is growing slightly weaker. I have some hereditary conditions. I'm not taking in enough care. So all those things begin to add up, right? Again, so what is my brain doing? My brain is just saying, look, if something happens, you need to prepare for it mentally. And if you need to prepare mentally for it, I'm going to take the same 4-5 elements, construct a soup, make you train against it. That's the limited understanding I have of the dream world. Now, why do some people remember it and why do some people don't remember it? I don't have a foggy clue. I really haven't managed to read up enough on this. I've tried to research on this and I haven't come up with answers. And then there is obviously the final frontier, which is what is called as lucid dreaming, right? So the meditation masters, especially the Buddhist masters, say that you can enter a dream state where you are now aware you are in the dream state and you start controlling the outcomes, right? A bit like Inception, the movie. So you start controlling the outcomes in the dream. And very similar to Inception, they believe that, not that you can change the outcomes in real life, but if you train, so basically you are now changing the training set on the fly because you feel that you don't want to be dealing with the horrors of not studying for an exam, because that might not be your real horror in life, but your real horror in the present day might be dealing with a aggressive neighbor. I'm just making it up, right? Something like that. So you can use the lucid dream to actually reconfigure the dream so that your training data now changes. And but that seems very advanced and honestly for me very, very unachievable, because for me, when a dream is usually a very immersive experience, it, like, I couldn't in a dream say this was a dream. Like, very rarely in my life have I reached that point. In most cases in my dream, I think this is real. I put my body into it, I put my soul into it, and I'm probably completely involved. So if I were to be stabbed in the dream, I would probably wake up with a shock saying, oh my God, I think I was stabbed. That's really it. A very strange rabbit hole, but an important one. I know I definitely feel I've spoken about this before, but just that something very odd occurred, plus the fact that I was ill, and though I was not medicated, I did feel slightly delirious and loose lipped, if that's the word to be used, in the preceding 2 days. So this was definitely a very, very strange experience. That's about it. That's the rabbit hole, and it's a wrap, and wishing all of you a lot of joy, and hoping to be a little more regular with the posting. So thank you.